Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God and His prophetic Word, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. Get inspired by stories of those who have had life-changing encounters with the Lord and expect to receive and believe for everything God promised you. Using biblical strategies and revelation, you will begin to soar above every obstacle so you reach new levels of anointing, authority, spiritual encounters, and be able to enter into your specific divine assignment. You will grow in your faith and learn how to walk in greater freedom. But most importantly, a warrior spirit will arise within you as you step up in faith and determination to advance the kingdom of God. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await you. My question to you today is, are you really even recognizing what has been gripping your life? What has been stopping you from moving forward? Well, what I've noticed in many, many people that I talk to, many people that are revealing to me that they're very, very afraid of failure. They're also afraid of the unknowns. They're almost like have this big, huge fear that nothing is going to change, no matter what I do. And I'm watching this as I talk to people about many things that are going on in their lives on a daily basis. And so these two types of fears are stopping people in their tracks. They're shutting them down emotionally, mentally, and physically, and causing most to quit totally, give up. They have no courage or strength to keep going. They're worn down. They're worn out. They just feel like no matter what they do, there is a little hope. There's little progress. There's little steps that are even being significant for them. You know, most of these fears, what I've realized is that they've caused their voices to begin to grumble and complain about everything, complain about their circumstances. They complain about every single aspect of their life. Have you heard and received, and can you recognize the negativity that is out there today? It's so sad to me as I witness this, that people don't have the positive outlook. They don't seem to be happy. They seem to be so down in every way about so many things. Just discouragement. Well, you know, these fears, the fear of failure and the fear of unknown, this is what will cause that. And I believe that this is a tactic of the enemy that he's putting out there to wear us down, to cause us to not move forward into those promises that God has for us. As I look at what is happening in the world today, I can tell that many things are very similar to what was happening in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. And so what I'm noticing also is that many people are just crumbling in a heap. They're just taking on the despair of their thoughts. They're causing such, it's just a horrible thing to kind of experience and watch. And they forgot Jeremiah 29, which says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Wow. Just the opposite, isn't it? You know, God has specific plans just for you. And in those plans, they aren't to make you quit. They aren't to stop you in your track or cause you to crumble up in a despairing heap. There's plans to prosper you, not to harm you at all. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And what I noticed too in the Israelites in this chapter, number 14, is that they have been removed from oppression and bondage. See, I know they hated being under the control of Egypt because they cried out to the Lord and they kept on crying out to the Lord to rescue them. Just like many of us have been doing. We're just crying out to the Lord. But what God did, he placed Moses on the scene. And when he pulled out Moses out of his own stuff and called him to be a mighty leader that was going to take the people out of their bondage, out of their oppression. You know what he did for Moses? He gave him a voice. He also gave him the ability. There was amazing, outstanding signs and wonders and miracles that took place that every single Israelite was witnessed. But they forgot about that, didn't they? Just like we do many times. You know, the other thing that they forgot about when they were complaining in the wilderness is that they left with the plunder of the Egyptians. They took so many things that the Lord just set it up so they could have. But when these 12 spies returned, when they returned about viewing what their promised land, they returned with that fear of failure, the fear of the unknown. And we look at this and we say, what are we returning today with? What are we seeing? Are we so afraid to fail that we will not even attempt anything? We just give up. Are we so afraid of the unknown that we don't want to even look at all to see what God's promises are? We want to drop them down. We don't even want to even examine those promises anymore. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about things like even our identity, the gifts, the talents, our future, the assignments, the positions, the abundance in financial aspects, the abundance in just our spirits and how happy we are. We've lost all of that because this fear of failure and the fear of the unknown has just removed it. Or is trying to. And remember how I said that two came back with God's view, God's promised view, and that giant mentality. But what we notice is that when the 10 spies, those ones, they spoke out their fears, it traveled all through the community to the point that these people raised their voices and they wept aloud. What's so sad about this is that it didn't even stop there. And if I take you and I take you back and I look at what God did here, what he did in all of this, is that they kept on complaining. They complained. They were so afraid all the time. What I'm noticing today is that all we hear is these complaints. This fear, this complaining about everything, this weeping, this, you know, just constant. They complained against their leaders. They grumbled against the very leaders that Moses and Aaron, they were the ones God had called. The very leaders that God had called. And they said this, if only we had died in Egypt. Or even in the wilderness. See, that's how desperate they were getting. How much hopelessness they had here. Their fear crippled them into this way that they said, why didn't we just die in Egypt under that oppression? Why didn't we just die in the wilderness? And then their imagination even expanded more. It says, why is the Lord bringing us into this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? See, the Israelites were speaking out of their own trauma. They were speaking out of lies and deceptions and not any truth whatsoever. They were projecting onto the Lord these fears, which ultimately hindered their faith and their walk, even to get into their promised land. Are we doing the same thing? Are we speaking out of our fears that nothing will change? So let's just succumb to the oppression that's going on today. Now I'm not talking, sometimes what I want to say here is that sometimes we grumble and complain about the very leaders that God is putting into position to help us out, instead of the leaders that are there trying to keep us under this control. So the people were willing to go under the rule of the pharaohs. They didn't care. They were openly willing to go back and live under that oppression with a pharaoh instead of accepting the very leaders that God is calling, even today, to rise up and make the difference, make the changes. We have to question ourselves. What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing the same thing? Are we willing to succumb to oppression? Are we so afraid to fight because we feel we might fail? Well, even if we fail in some ways, it doesn't mean that we're going to fail in everything that we attempt. God will design this. Moses felt like a failure most of the time. You know, he was so nervous about everything. He couldn't speak, couldn't do this. And yet God kept on working with him and helping him and guiding him to do the very thing that he had called him to do. Yet the reason why the Lord brought them out of bondage and oppression is totally opposite to what their fears were telling them. Not only did they not accept the leaders God had called them to set them free from oppression, but they didn't even accept what God was trying to give them. That was the promised land, which was full of abundant fruit. They were rejecting that. Are we rejecting that too today? Are we rejecting the very promises that God has given us? See, I can correlate this in so many ways, just like I did a few minutes ago, about our own country rejecting leaders who have the God-given ability to remove us from bondage. But what about our own rejection to the very callings and giftings we carry so that we can prosper? You know, what are we rejecting here? What are we rejecting? What is our responsibility in all of this? That we're so willing to go back to that bondage, go back to the oppression. We're seeing it as better than the very things that God has for us. Are we living out of our own trauma here? Are we sabotaging our own promises by grumbling and complaining about everything? Not just our leaders, but everything that God wants to help us with? Are we grumbling and complaining about, oh, my gift hasn't, you know, I can't use my gift here and I can't do this and I can't be, and you know, part of that's the problem. You're grumbling out of your trauma. You're grumbling out of an area of fear and failure and an area of the fear that nothing is ever going to change. We need to be able to see the truth. We need to be able to recognize that we're hindering this ourselves, and we need to begin to rise above it. See, are you forgetting who's with you in the battle? Are you forgetting who the real enemy is here? Because I think in our world today, sometimes we're forgetting who the real enemy is. And we're seeing it as a safety place. We're not seeing it that we're subtly going under obsession. We're not seeing it as they're putting us in this place of bondage. What are you going to come into agreement with? God and his plan for your life? Or what the enemy is pressing you into? I really had to do some of this stuff to think through some of these questions. Because if we don't rise up as a body and start removing the hindrances that we're doing ourselves, we're not coming into agreement with. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not recognizing the truth of how we're talking and what we're talking out of. We're not going to make it to that promised land. We're not going to see our nation change. We're not going to see the body of Christ become all that it can become. See, we must do as Moses and Aaron did. They fell face down before the Lord. They were so hurt by that, and saddened and grieved by it. You know, they even tore their clothes because they were just so saddened and grieved by that. When we fall face down before the Lord will receive the truth. And this is the truth, that the land is exceedingly good. That what he has for us, this is the promises, it's good, he's with us, it's great, it's luscious land, it's the promises of God, and there's abundance in that promise. Great things are going to happen there. We're going to become a powerful body if we can get into what the Lord is saying. But what was saddened me even more was still the people talked about stoning them. Stoning these leaders that God had called forth. Stoning Caleb and Joshua, who brought back a better view, a God view, a giant mentality view of what would happen if they would just follow through. Their mentality just couldn't get shifted, or they wouldn't allow it to be shifted. I believe God is speaking to us today that we've got to change our perspective. We've got to get out of this fear of failure. We've got to get out of the fear of unknown. We've got to get away from the fear that nothing is ever going to change. And we need to recognize that what we're doing by staying in is really angering God. That's what happened back there. I mean, you remember the scripture, God came on the scene. He couldn't understand why his people would treat him in such contempt. He didn't understand why they refused to believe in him. He didn't understand any of this, because what had happened was, he said, I've done all these great, mighty signs and miracles, and yet they still refuse to trust me, to believe me. And so therefore, wow, he wanted to wipe them all away. In fact, many of those who lived in that fear didn't cross over into the promised land, did they? I want to get to the promised land. Do you want to get to your promised land? I hope so. Because God needs us all today to get away from this fear of all of this. We got to get out of the trauma that we've been in. And when we stay in that trauma, if we don't get this healed, if we don't step up higher, if we don't start trusting God in all of this, you know, we're not going to get there. Joshua and Caleb are the ones that survived. They are the ones that entered into what God had promised. And that's exciting to me. Because I believe there's many of us out there that are going to start taking on this giant mentality. This mentality that God is with us. He can do all things. He is greater than any of those giants that are trying to come up before us, including the giant of fear, the giant of the unknown, and the giant that nothing is ever going to change. They're going to be crushed. Many, many, many people. I just sense right now there's many of us that are rising up right now, and we're going to be taking on positions, and the enemy's not going to know what happened. And that's exactly what happened back in Numbers in that day, in that time. They won battle after battle after battle when they trusted the Lord. I want you to consider doing business with your fears. Crush them. Do not allow them to control your life anymore. Repent before the Lord and allow Him to reveal to you your promised land. Take it off the shelf. Pick it up again and start taking it before the Lord. And let Him just reveal to you the greatness of what you're missing out on. Don't allow that trauma and those fears to dictate who you are, where you're going to go, what you're going to become, or what you're going to be doing for the Lord. I want you to boost up your faith and believe for it all. Can you believe for it all? I want to help you to believe for it all. I want you to trust God in every single step that you take as you move forward and cross over into the unknowns that He has specifically for you. See, God goes before us. Remember that. He goes before us. He's got His plan. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for your future, not to harm you. Remember, it's a beautiful, beautiful plan. And you need to pick up that plan and you need to go forth with the strength and the courage and the might, that giant mentality that He has given us. And so as we move forward, I know that things are going to be conquered and we can take back all of these systems out there that appears like the enemy has full control over. I'm just thinking right now, the educational system, the political system, the church system, the social media system, all the giants in the technology. You know, the Lord is redirecting all of that. Sometimes we view the other giants so much bigger, but when we start really viewing, just as Caleb and Joshua did, God is on the move to do, and He's doing some amazing things, and He's setting some people up right now, those very leaders that are going to take it back and fight strategically for it all. So will you be one of those? Will you be one of those giant, those people that take on that giant mentality? I pray that you will, because the Lord needs you. He wants you. He's there for you, and you can go and turn away from all that failure, because He will make you successful. He will reveal to you the steps that you need to take, so there's no unknowns that won't scare you off, because He is our God, and He is with us always, always, always. And we thank you. I am excited about where God takes you in our journey together. I truly believe great exploits await you. Visit my website, loisflewellen.com, for books, blogs, and messages to reach your new level in the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, or review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel and grow the kingdom of God.